So we're in Parashat Shoftim now. We are moving along in Sefer Devarim. Parashat starts with laws of judges. That's what's called Shoftim. What it says on the label. Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chol sharecha. You shall establish judges and officers, policemen in all of your gates and all of your cities. Let's translate that. Asher Hashem lekecha titen lecha l'shvatecha, that God gives you for all your tribes. Shavtua te'am mishpat tzedek, and they shall judge justly. Look at pure panim. Don't warp justice. Do not show favoritism. Look, do not take bribes. Because bribery will blind the wise and warp the words of the just. Justice, justice shalt thou pursue. So that you should inherit the land. That sounds good.
Torah at its best.
There you go. That's right. That's the part we quote. Okay, so we talked a lot about Sefer Devarim, that this section here is all the laws, and the structure of it basically starts with the Aseret Dibrot, and it's the outline for the mitzvot that follow. We have mitzvot that correspond to Anochi Hashem Elokecha, about Avodah Zarah. Then we have mitzvot that correspond to the Lasumat Shemo Sham, the taking Hashem's name at the Mizbeach and the altar. We have all the Yom Tovin corresponding to Shabbat, and now we have the first part of our parsha, which corresponds to the fifth Dibra, the fifth commandment, Kaveh Tevichavet Imecha, and it deals with the authority figures of the nation. Again, it's not so much it's part of Kaveh Tevicha, but that's the outline, the structure, that if you want to think about how to read all these laws, we have the Melech Shofet Kohen and Navi in this week's parsha. And in the middle of all these paragraphs about the Shoftim, we have three laws we previously looked at, which are Lo Titalacha Ashera, don't plant a tree next to Eitz Mizbeach don't have a ritual tree next to the altar. Lo Tekim Lecha Metzeva, don't have a monument. A Mizbeach is made out of lots of stones. And Davida said she'll be here soon. Don't sacrifice an animal that has a mum. Nothing to do with judges per se, but we've previously said that. We can quote me here from a couple of years ago, that these are read as metaphors based on the Kli Yakar. That, our prejudices act as bribes to bribe our judgment. And it's telling us, don't be a matzeva, a single stone monument. You're not so important. You can't judge by yourself. Listen to other people. Don't be an asherah, overshadowing others. Don't be a baal mum. Don't let your self-interest bind you. Interesting way of looking at these kind of other laws that are there. They mean literally what they mean, like don't make a matzeva, don't make a monument, but it means something in terms of shoftim as well. That's not what I'm going to talk about.
What's the literal chait of a matzeva? What does that mean? Like, we build a monument to Herzl? I mean...
Right, so that's the discussion, that it's got a monument to God. That part, that the Beit Midrash has very strict rules of what you can or can't build. It's a building, and it's a Mizbeach, which again is made out of lots of stones.
Okay.
Not a single standing stone. That's the problem. And then you can talk about why that's the case. But that's literally what the literal is that
okay.
A matzeva, a monument to a person, it may be one thing, but you don't build monuments to God. Oh. And usually it's said the same, why not? Because we had an example that Yaakov built a matzeva in Bethel. Oh. It says explicitly. It says that, that matzevot existed beforehand, but the Torah was given after Yetziat Mitzrayim. The Torah was given, it says now you can't do it anymore.
Oh.
That's his own discussion.
Okay. And isn't it, all during Shoftim, not this Shoftim, but that's the sins, Israel, Avodah Zarah and Matzevot, right?
Most of that was all Avodah Zarah, per se. They're worshiping other gods, not so much. About Azar, less about Azar in the sense of worshiping being God wrong, but that was a problem. Right, this would be a worshiping God wrong, not worshiping wrong gods.
Oh, Okay.
But what I do want to talk about is the next paragraph, which again doesn't have to do with shoftim, it has to do with prohibition against idolatry. If you find in one of these cities where you put these shoftim in, like God gives you, ish o isha, man or woman who does the wrong thing in the eyes of God, lavor brito, violates the covenant, vayelach vavod Elohim acharim, worships other gods. We usually call it avodah zarah. Vayishdach lahem, and bows down to them. Vashemesh lo yareach, olakol tzavah shamayim, to the sun and the moon, or any of the the hosts of heaven, asher lo tziviti, that I did not, tziviti in the sense I did not invest in authority. I'm not supposed to worship them. Don't do that. So the question is, why put it here? Why put this paragraph?
Hey,
hi, Davida.
Hi, sorry, I'm here.
Okay. We're talking about Parshas Shoftim, and then in Shoftim, which is talking about judges and all the things that are important for judges to do, and setting Tzedek Tirdof, and justice shall not pursue. Then it has a paragraph about don't worship idols. Right? What's it doing here? I mean, it's a good law. Don't do it. But why here if we're saying there's some kind of order here? And the answer is the rest of the paragraph. This is not about worshiping avodah zarah. It's about judges. As it continues, and you hear about this, and you get the news that this thing happened. So avodah zarah happened. The rashta heitev, and you will seek out well. That what is it's true, this is right. Nasta toiva zop Israel, this travesty happened in Israel, and then it's talking about how they're judged. Yadim Tiabur Shana Lamito, and the capital punishment, the witnesses need to be the first ones. So you need to be the ones to cast the first stone. Yadiko Adam Brahana, the people after that, via Tara Mikirbacha, and you should wipe out evil from your midst. Okay, the halacha here is not so much don't worship other god other idols, but the halacha here is derashta heitev. You need to be careful about how you judge. You can't go from hugadah chavashmati, you heard about it, and you're going to start stoning people. Part of tzedek tirdof is actually trying the case, looking at the witnesses, looking at the evidence. And the way the Gemara puts it, the derashta, etc. This is according to the various Gemaras on this. How do you know? You have to examine the witnesses seven times, and there are seven levels of examination the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about. As well, we put all these words together. It says earlier on, Darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev, you will do a good job of examining and researching and asking. Heitev, you got to do a good job. You will seek out well. That's the part of important part of being a judge is you can't make assumptions about what you know, you have to actually find out. Similarly, he may anet nachon, it is true, it's certain. You have to examine the witnesses carefully. That's part of justice. Don't assume you know. You heard about it. It must be true. We're going to kill everybody. And there's a poignant example from Shimon ben Shetach, who was one of the heads of Sanhedrin, probably first century BCE. And this is, he was head of Sanhedrin in a point where the big battles between the Perushim, Pharisees, and Sadducim, and who exactly would control Sanhedrin and the laws. But one thing he did do, Shimon Shetach, this is from Pirkei Avot. Shimon Shetach Omer, he said, "Have marbe lechaker et edim. Make sure you interrogate the witnesses well. Make sure that they're telling the truth. They're not false witnesses." And this comes back from a story about Shimon ben Shetach. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, talking about stoning. Rabbi Lazar, Master Bishop Shetach, Shatala Nasim Bashar. Shimon ben Shetach hanged women. You're not supposed to do that, but he Bad story, which we'll quote a little bit of. He's hanged women, and it says Amrullah, they told him Shmonim Nashim Talah. There are eight. Ain Dan Shnayim will be on the Friday. Not supposed to do two in the same day. A capital case should be one per day. But he had a case, and when he talks about it, it was he accused witches. Had 80 witches killed in a single day.
He gets.
Yes. Gemara says this was not a good thing. Shim b'shetach haya yadav chomimut chamumot. Shim b'shetach, the Gemara you had on this Mishnah says that he had hot hands. Right, maharim lasot nekamabo serisha. He was far too eager to wreak God's vengeance against evildoers. I guess we can call him hot-headed. Who's that? And then what happened afterwards? Ata siyat leitzani amri, a bunch of literally leitzanim, scoffers, mockers, said to themselves after this. Let's do. So I have an idea. We have an idea. Misayad al barev niktalei. Let's bring testimony against his son. I'll have his son killed. We'll see what happens. He's so eager to judge. We can just say something. Accuse the son of witchcraft, and they'll kill him. Asadiu Alayhu, they testified against him. Nimbadina Alayharag, and his son, Shimon Shetach's son was convicted. Minafak Lumiktale, as he was being taken out to be executed on relay, they all told Shimon Shetach, Mari Shakrin and Anan, sir, we were all lying. We made this up. Ha, that's a hilarious joke. Not clear from the Gemara what actually happened after that. And I like this quote here, which sounds better in English. Praktik shula is the best of shula. Ibn Praiz is their tool. Experience is the best school, best educator, but tuition is very expensive. That's what happened to Shimon Besheta. When he says, have a marbe lachar at the edim, he was talking from experience, because that's what happened to him. This is a quote from Aviad Kohen, which is from the a site called Kippa.co. Lots of little Divrei Torah. In Chacham Kabal Nisayon. Someone smarter than someone who's actually gone through the experience. Shimon. Shachava al basarol, who felt with his flesh. Magodol nizika. He'll call harigab neharayot harigilim. And he found out what the damage could do when you deviate from the law, the normal laws of evidence. He was so eager to eliminate witchcraft, he just convicted them all at once. It's a tragedia, yichol ligrom edut, she'en medaklin ba. That with a tragedy can happen if you're not careful in examining witnesses, and searching, making sure you actually are getting the right judgment. Tivol darot, he's one who said afterwards, shelo yachriya dayan dino al shikosh yachfar b'yishalei. He said that, you need to do a good job of looking into the case. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Rosh Tehitev, you need to actually do this. You can want to put someone to death. You're being eager for God's sakes. Don't do it. Wait. Barak az yotzi ha'amet lor olam. Then you can truth after you look into it. There's more to Rosh Tehitev than examining witnesses, examining the evidence. So the judge, if we're going to convict somebody, has to understand why the accused acted. That's the malbim. Looking at the pasuk, says that isha hu or the isha hahi, that person, and he says much the diak of the pasuk here. Mitzayan illustrates he must that the judge needs to look. He must say zopida. Was it done intentionally? Who was that done? Did the person know what they were doing? Intentional. Loba onus was a force. Loba tot was a mistake. She ain't no ha isha hu, because that doesn't count as ha isha hu, that person. Kishlomer Sechel, the person was doing it with full understanding. Stuart's got the word here. What's the word for mess something?
Say it again.
For having the wrong intent in doing a crime.
Oh.
Mens,
Rea?
R-E-A? Mens Rea. I think that's the term I'm looking for. Right, but you have to know that. That's the intent to commit the crime. label.
That's pretty good. I got that right.
Right, you're still a lawyer.
Mens rea, we say.
Okay, there you go. But you have to know that. That's not, even if you've already determined that the act happened, you still have to know where it came from. Because we have the halacha recognizes this. We have this idea that we classically call a tinuk shenishba. Really, a child that was kidnapped. Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon ben Lakish, Dami Tarvayu, they both, Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon ben Lakish, who always argue each other, both of them agree, however, that in terms of Hilchot Shabbos, Davka Hikir Vosov Shachach, the only time that you owe a karban, that you're chayav, is that if you knew the law but then forgot, you violated. Avotinok Shenispa Ben HaNachrim, a baby who was kidnapped, raised among.
It has the yellow.
Or some burden. He wanted to become Jewish, but it's still out there. Family in Colombia. The guy converted to Judaism, but I don't know what it really involves. They are putter. That's the way we look at today, not intentionally. They could know no better. And this is a quote from Justin, late 1993. I just like the way he puts it. And it seems to be America, that all those people in America, they're not nifsalim. They are not puzzle. Even though they don't keep Shabbos, they're not doing anything like all those Americans. They're and even though they're on Shabbos, if Neshahem continues Shinishba, the Be'an Akrim, because they are like children who have been kidnapped. They have no way of knowing what they were doing. They can't be convicted for what all of them they're doing wrong. That's, you know, I don't know if America is any different now, 130 years later. There's another side we should be mako on them. We're not going to consider them machalalei Shabbos. Lo mikre machalal Shabbat parhesli. That nowadays nobody's called someone who violates Shabbos openly. I don't care what you do. We're not calling you that we're going to kick you out of the community. Kevin Sharuban Osin can because it's so common. Nobody thinks that's wrong. So you Machal Shabbos Prefer Hesia means that you're doing intentionally to do the wrong thing. That's not what we're doing. People are doing it because they don't realize that she should be keeping Shabbos. The Bishlamim Rob Yisrael Zakayim. That's fine if most everyone is keeping Shabbos, Umatim Azit Lehem Lasot Yisrael Zeh. And there are some people who are intentionally going against the community to do this. Harehu Kofer B'Torah, they're denying the Torah of Oseh Toiva, B'Yad Ramah, they're doing this travesty, the outstretched hand, Kirish Osmeh, they're separating themselves from Kal Yisrael. That's a problem. But here, Aval Keva and the one in Bim, that unfortunately, since because of our many sins, Rubam Porzima, Geder, everyone, most people are violating and breaking through the gate, literally. If everybody'd be Michal Shabbos, then nobody's being Mechal Shabbos. Not in this sense of Mechal Shabbat Prefer Hesia. The Takanatam, Kilko Atam, and every time they treat anything better, they get things worse. Hayachir Choshev She'en Zavera. A different person figures there's nothing wrong with that. Avrega Dola, Kolkach, it's not that big a deal. In Surah Lasop, it's here now. There's no reason to do it privately. So Prefer Hesia doesn't mean they're doing it in order to cause trouble. They're doing it because they don't realize there's anything wrong there. So I would say that that's part of what this paragraph is saying, that we're that the judge is supposed to say, Hine emet nachora davar. And no one else says, I would say that the emet is talking about the act. The truth is, this is what happened. Nachora davar means it's the right thing to do, that what your conviction here is right. You know, why it's happening, this will make the world a better place. And then I started looking at this because I'm going to go message.
You
see, quote the Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe. Same idea. But this paragraph is all talking about how to judge. It starts out, Kimatseba Kibacha Bachacha Recha, Asher Hashem Lokecha Noten Lach. It starts out, well, if you see in any of your gates, in any of your cities, Isho Isha Seyase, Atarabene Hashem Lokecha Lavor Brito. Someone is doing the wrong thing, violating the covenant. And then he goes and serves other gods. He worships idols. And the Slummer says, you know, it looks like those are sequential. At first he does Yaseh HaRab B'nei Hashem. And then Vayelech Vayavod, he goes and serves Avodah Zarah. This is Yitzhak Shalom. Tzorek B'yur. You have to understand this. Amro Asher Yaseh HaRab B'nei Hashem. Kecha, Lavar Brito, someone who does the wrong thing in the eyes of God, violates the Brit. Lo Hidchil Miyad Asher Yelech Vayavod El Him Echri. Doesn't start just saying, well, someone who worships idols. The implication is that before you, before they worshiped idols, they were doing the wrong thing in the eyes of God. And he's saying that this clearly that these Avodah Zarah doesn't come out of nowhere. You don't start. You know, if it starts with the most smaller things. Yesh lomar, nilch ora ech yitaken sheyudi shuchot olokai mimal. And say that, you ask, how is it possible that a nice, that a good Jewish boy or girl, isha or isha, who has the divine spark in them, yagil de kach, will get to the point, sheyelech by bodel himechrim, that they'll serve idol. Because im v'chata'im hanov'im mitav'ot tev'teva adam, because things that you have a type, you have a desire to do, check it's not love being happy being a shabbat. I understand why people would do that. Those ads for Ponderosa Steakhouse look really good to me. I can understand why I would eat non-kosher. But Avodah Zarah, why? Well, if the Megillah you deal with Avodah Zarah, where would you come up with the idea of serving Avodah Zarah? Zeh shikdima tara kimatebe kibacha isho isha sheyaseh tara b'nei Hashem. And that's what that first pasuk is saying. It starts with it's Samran. You start with doing something wrong. Remez the book of Gamim hayuduim nekrim rab b'nei Hashem. That starting with smaller aveirot, smaller sins, smaller, just sliding a little bit off the derech. If you can stop it early, you can stop it before it gets to the point of Avodah Zarah. And that's the point where it's going to get to the point of violating the brit. And it gets to the point then of serving other idols. It doesn't start from nowhere. Because you lost first in smaller gum, smaller imperfections. You need to be where to start, and that what the Torah is telling us, you need to do a root cause analysis. Part of you show him as a society is figure out if crime happens, where is it coming from? We're talking about a root cause analysis. They talk about that in the. If something goes wrong, if there's a bad outcome, you want to figure out what happened so that it doesn't happen again. That's root cause analysis. That's what the idea of looking first is. I say, see, I say, hara before you get to the point of vayelach vayavod elohim acharim. And Lenzios Shalom is a Musar Sefer. It's not talking about establishing a state of Israel and judges. It's talking about us. This is Elo. We're supposed to be judging ourselves. The same. That's where he's going with this. We're supposed to do tshuva. We're supposed to judge ourselves before the Yom HaDin when God judges us. But the truth is, we're not bad people. I can say that, right? We're all really good people. We don't serve idols. We don't do terrible aveirot. But we're still not perfect. I'm not perfect. I won't judge you. So you have to look not so much at the things you did wrong. If you want to do tshuva, you want to do the points where you didn't do something wrong, but you might have. Again, going back to how we look at malpractice in hospitals, all that, talking about near-miss analysis. The root cause is not, don't analyze the mistakes, because there aren't that many of those. Analyze the points, what we call the near-miss, where there wasn't a mistake, where things worked out okay, but it could have gone wrong.
Hey. Right? Everything's a near miss.
Okay. So then we have lots of things to work on. That's great. I just started. Okay, this is the Tzivah Shalom. Continues. Ojis the Ba'er Amro. The paragraph ends with Uvi Arta Harat Mikir Becha. You will eliminate the evil from within you. And he's a chassid, so he's definitely going to read that not as b'kirbecha of society, but b'kirbecha within you personally. It doesn't say, lo oseh hara b'kirbecha, you have to eliminate the evil doers. Ita b'torat avot, I don't know what that sefer is, al pasuk zeh. Sheremaz bazeh, that there's a hinting at this pasuk. She yet the her midotav, that you need to work on your character traits, not the act. B'dakatzmo mikol inyinei ha-rasha bo, you need to eliminate those bad parts within you. That's how you get rid of the ra that's within you. The can it should be. That a person works hard, he avoids doing any aveirot. And he does tshuva, everything wrong that he does, regrets it each time. But he's not fulfilling this commandment here of eliminating the ra that's inside. Why? Another sefer I don't know about, brought in this particular sefer. So Yismuch Adam Harosel Adad Mudavuk Mukushar B'Shem Yitbarach. The person who wants to be close to Hashem can't rely on the fact, much lo avar aveirat b'yamad, that they didn't do anything wrong. You go through the list, and I really didn't do any aveirat.
Yes,
what
was
Kochotav Kushrim Bo Yitbarach. And since I didn't do anything wrong, right? I didn't violate Shabbos, I must be. There's no proof just from the fact. Maybe the situation didn't arise that you had the opportunity to do whatever vera that would have happened. You set everything up beforehand, but you don't have any sense that Shabbos is important. If they have busha, either because you're embarrassed, because everyone else, you're in an Orthodox community, whatever reason there, but you have to be honest that the origin of whatever vera is still there. If you didn't get rid of that, you need to be honest with yourself and say, well, what could lead me to Avera? That's Biyar Tarabik Mimikir Becha. Zech Amr Chazal, that's what the Gemara in Yuma says, Hure Avera Kashim Me Avera, that thoughts of sin are worse than the sin itself. If I do something wrong, I can try to make up for it. If I didn't do anything wrong, that's why they talk about being shogun, being negligent is worse than Zadon. It's hard to improve. That's what the outcome is worse, but it's hard to improve. Because if you do anything, you don't have that sense of what am I going to do differently. You have to realize, okay, this needs to be different. Because that's where the life and the soul of the avera is, where your inner thoughts. But the Piv Devarav, and according to this, we well understand Amro b'yatara mikabecha. That's why it says you should eliminate the ra from within you. You're not talking about getting rid of this. Eliminating the sinner, that's not what this paragraph really is talking about. It's talking about becoming a better people, a better society. And like Kara Taravichib Kibbo is getting what's inside. A tshuva is really a state of mind. Figuring out what your aims and goals, what do you consider important? And then looking at that and making sure those aligns with what you say that your goals should be. And then we will not get to the point of the Ayavod Elohim Acherim. That's what I take out of our parsha, Shoftim v'Shotrim, is not so much about society, but it's about ourselves and our own lives and what we're supposed to do in Chodesh Elul. So we can go into Yom HaDin with a clean conscience, knowing that we really became better people than we were last year. I'll stop there.
Pretty high standard.